listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Level 5 Radio. I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
And we're here to talk to you about Pokemon Go.
Again.
Again, these guys. They keep coming back and keep talking about Pokemon Go.
Somebody has to.
Yes, that's us.
Yes.
We're here to talk to you. All right, we have lots to go over. We had our first experience with the new Community Day.
Yeah.
And we got an app update. Mm-hmm. But before we go into that stuff, I think we should maybe talk about what we've been up to.
It's been a nice eventful week.
Other than Community Day, of course.
Yeah, other than So, what was on your plate for the week, Joe?
Really one thing and one thing only.
Oh, yeah?
Because it was a busy week at work, right. So I didn't really get to do much. But the one thing I did do was raid at that Sprint store as much as humanly possible.
Same, yeah.
Because I'm trying to... Oh, yeah, you've been raiding at the same gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to get that EX raid pass. And I have a feeling that one of the next EX raids for this part of the grid is going to be that gym. So I'm crossing my fingers.
Keep them crossed hard. Yeah, I've been hitting it like every day that I can.
Yeah.
Well, of course, minus the weekend, but you know.
Right. So it'll be fun if you, me, and Casey all get the same EX raid. That'd be kind of cool.
Hopefully it's
Let's find out.
They just... Please don't cancel it.
Yes, please don't cancel it. Please don't schedule it on a holiday. And I really hope that they didn't like reset my eligibility when they canceled the last one.
Oh, why not?
Knowing Niantic, I feel like
they probably did.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, what have you been up to?
Ooh, running around Manhattan, stocking up on perfects.
Oh.
A lot of 100s, a lot of above 90s.
Yeah, you're a map stalker.
I'm
not a map stalker.
You don't have the time to be a map stalker.
Probably not.
I've had the time, thankfully, with my job to just run around and a lot of nice things. Got that perfect Blaziken, the perfect Vigoroth, and then it's just...
Wow. Okay.
Perfect tree. There's so many Treecos because of the weather.
Perfect Treecos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow.
So, it's been a good week.
I'll take one of those.
Keep an eye out. Like, as long as it's sunny, it's just... I feel like there's been a big influx of them, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, it's been a good week, though. A lot of raiding at that one gym. A lot of knocking out of other gyms.
It looks like it's going to warm up a little bit this week, so hopefully...
Yeah, like yesterday and today was decent.
Decent.
And tomorrow it's going to be nicer.
Yeah. All right.
So, what about you, man?
Yeah, I mean...
Besides the raiding, anything else?
No, nothing else.
Nothing else.
And Community Day. That's really the only two things I've been up to in the game.
Can't believe you missed that raid on Friday.
Which raid?
The one at the Sprint store. Remember their little dinky three-star?
Oh, the three-star. You guys ended up doing that?
Yeah, it was just a Machamp.
Okay, that's cool.
We're like, where's Joe? Oh, they shackled me back to my desk, guys. I can't come.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have to actually be at work sometimes.
Just say I gotta go to the bathroom, and then run.
For those of you listening, every Friday we get together and play cards during my lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular, I mean, you know, I have an hour lunch break, pretty standard, but this game was just dragging on for quite a long time.
We played Dominion. Good.
And, it was a good game, so, you know, I didn't want to leave early or anything like that, but we were probably playing for at least an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half.
Easily.
And, I needed to get straight back to work, because I was tempted to go take down this level 3 Machamp raid at the Sprint store, but, yeah, no, not happening.
No, because, yeah, you know how it goes. Casey, Tom, and I were kind of slow with the getting out, and then you just run out the door, so it's like we couldn't even walk with you and do it at the same time.
All right, so... anything else to bring up before we head into the news?
No, not really.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's been a good week in news, actually. You got the app update. Community Day happened.
Right, right.
New features, actually, new bugs.
One quick thing I wanted to bring up was that you might not know about.
Go ahead.
The Pokemon Company International announced that 2018
yes.
is the year of legendary Pokemon.
I did know that. I was going to bring it up later. Yeah, okay, they did. They okay. did.
Yeah, so, I mean, it really what that means for Pokemon Go is yet to be determined, but mm-hmm. I think they're going to launch, at least in the main series games, like release new legendary Pokemon every month.
Yeah, every month you get... I think they're doing two per month now because they have so many.
Yeah, on average, two per month, it seems like.
Yeah.
So they have said that this will, you know, Pokemon Go will be involved in this somehow, but they have not specified. I mean, there are legendaries being released every month in this game too, so...
I mean, maybe we still need Celebi and Mew, I guess.
That would be nice if they kind of...
Put everything out, yeah.
Yeah. Finally finished Gen 1 a year and a half later.
Finally finished Gen 2 a year later, yeah.
Yeah, well, we still don't have Smeargle, though.
We'll never get Smeargle. They don't. How do you not know? Like, how can you not do Smeargle? Just,
I mean, they're obviously copying out of the, you know, the mechanics of these exclusive moves.
Yeah.
So why not just release it with a cop-out of a move? What's its signature?
Sketch.
Sketch, right. So, I mean...
It wouldn't be hard to do Sketch. You just bring it into a battle, and you Sketch.
Yeah, what does it do again?
It lets you permanently make that move of Sketch into the move you copied.
Okay.
So like,
oh, permanently, yeah.
Permanently. So if you fight, like, a Darkrai, and it uses Dark Void, Sketch, you get Dark Void.
Yeah. It seems straightforward. But, I mean, it does require a little bit of extra programming. I get it.
A little extra effort on Niantic's part.
Something that they don't have much of.
Mm.
Burn.
Nah, a little bit.
I get it. Like, they want to prioritize larger things, but whatever. Even if Sketch is just a normal damage move, like, I'll get over it. Just release it already so I can
like
get
present. Nobody cares about Delibird, but thank you for releasing it.
Yes, exactly.
Smeargle's not going to define the meta. This is not the main series games.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so the app was updated last week to... version 0.89.1, and it is jam-packed with quality of life improvements.
Thank God.
And bug fixes, I should say. My favorite bug, and by favorite I mean the worst thing ever, especially when a new gen is released.
Okay.
The scrolling bug, which you
I don't think
apparently
I've had
didn't experience.
I've never seen the scrolling bug.
Did you not do any mass evolutions or
I did.
Transferring
I just...
or anything?
I never had it.
Okay. Maybe it didn't affect Android users, but...
It's superior.
But yeah, it was super annoying because, you know, it affect... Every time you basically changed your inventory, it would scroll you back up to the top of the inventory.
Really?
Yeah. It was super obnoxious. So if you were going and, like, checking some IVs and scrolling through and transferring one here and there, you'd have to scroll all the way back down to get where you were.
Hmm.
And with the third generation and having, like... You know, an inventory of 1,500 now, that was quite obnoxious.
Hmm,
so
I could see.
Terrible timing for that bug. So I'm glad it's been squashed.
Right.
Next up, we have a new feature, sorting the Pokedex by region.
Yeah, the Pokedex actually looks nice now, too.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really played around with it too much yet, but I actually wish I can... do something along those lines with the inventory, because I don't really care about the Pokedex as much.
Right.
It's not like I'm using that on a daily basis to reference.
That's
fair.
It would be nice to go through, like, you know, recovery items, evolution items, miscellaneous. I brought that up, like, a while back, just randomly. But I mean, you're right. It would be nice to sort through it.
You have to do something with the inventory as there's more gems released. You know, with Gen 3, there's, you know, it's a lot. So
when is the camera not going to take up a slot?
Yeah, well.
Hmm.
Yeah, when are a lot of things not going to take up a slot? Like the egg incubators. Those really should not take up slots.
No, they shouldn't. I agree with that completely.
So yeah, that's a small improvement, but really, the Pokedex I don't care so much about. I want to see the inventory sorting improved.
Mm-hmm.
They also improved the incubator sorting.
Yes, that's a lot better.
That's cool. That's something that really they should have done ages ago, but now the infinite incubator is going to be higher up on the list by default.
Yeah, and it groups your others together.
List, yeah.
So, like, I have my supers are still grouped up, and I have my regulars are grouped. So, it's a lot better than having to scroll all the way to the end for your infinite. Because you know you're not using that super on a 2K.
Right. Mm-hmm. they've also improved Pokemon scaling throughout the game in different areas. So, what this means is basically the size in which Pokemon appear, like when they're in gyms or in encounters and things like that, has been improved. Most notably, Kyogre is now way more easy to catch than it was pre-update.
Yeah.
Because it's much larger on the screen. Actually, while I was at Community Day, I did a Kyogre raid.
Yeah, I missed out on that, unfortunately.
And Casey didn't update his app yet, so we got to compare what it looked like on both of our games. And yes, his was much smaller. Mine was quite large compared.
That's good. Yeah, I've been noticing like a lot of Pokemon they feel different. I didn't know it was like, I thought it was just like a small thing, but like I've noticed that.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what the logic is behind scaling, but
like Whiskash is a lot smaller now. Same with Barboche.
Really? Okay.
Because they used to have this gigantic radius around them. You just throw wherever, but now it's a lot smaller, which makes more sense.
I feel like even smaller Pokemon are slightly easier to catch now, but maybe that's just my imagination.
I mean, it's all about how you perceive it, Joe.
Right. Let's see. There's also, I think officially this might be a bug that was introduced with this update. The last type of Pokeball you used gets basically saved for your next encounter. So let's say you use a Great Ball, you catch the Pokemon, and then your next encounter, your default, if you don't change it, is going to be Great Ball.
Right.
And I personally think this is a nice feature because for me, here's my strategy with Pokeballs.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm using the Go Plus for Pokeballs, you know?
Yes.
So I don't really want to ever use those.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use my Great Balls because I end up throwing away tons of Great Balls to make inventory space. So
really?
I'm perfectly happy with Great Balls being my default. And, you know, Ultra Balls save them for, you know, some sort of...
A perfect or something big.
You know, like a shiny Pikachu or a...
or
even just any normal Pikachu because really their catch rate is really, you know...
Ridiculously low.
Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, the sort of similar to the starter Pokemon.
It basically
requires an Ultra Ball to catch one of those.
Friendly reminder, if you want your Pikachu when you start the game, just walk away from the starting three.
Right, yeah.
Free Pikachu.
Pro tip for all you people who have been playing for a year already.
Maybe when someone will get into it, who knows? What better time to start than with all this crap running around?
Yes, this is true.
But, okay, I feel it. I don't know. I know you and Casey really like it. I'm iffy.
Yeah.
Because I use a lot more of my Pokeballs. I use Great Balls for, like, maybe, like you said, yesterday we were doing the Pikachus. Those got the Great Balls, but I hunt Rattatas because I want that badge. I'm not throwing Great Balls at Rattata, man.
Yeah, sure.
And because it's just a habit now. I don't look at the ball. It's just throw the ball.
Well, I think if you break the habit, though. So that's the thing. It's like I definitely wasted a few Ultra Balls this way, but I kind of got used to it fairly quickly.
That's fair.
I feel like my behavior will change quickly enough if they keep this around.
That's true. We'll adapt.
My vote is for keeping it.
It's a good thing in the long run.
Yeah. We also have one small improvement to the inventory screen. Now, shiny Pokemon have an extra little icon next to them.
Yeah, it's cute.
Right. So it makes it, you know, gives you sort of one more small way to identify and not accidentally transfer shiny Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, the party feature is retroactively in beta now.
Wait, what?
They just put the word beta next to the word party in the selection screen.
That's how often I use the party system. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. I don't at all. Like, ever since they definitely improved the algorithm determining what
it really does say beta.
Yes, it does. I didn't lie.
It's so weird. Okay.
Ever since they improved the algorithm that determines what gets placed in your, you know, party when you enter a raid or a gym.
Based on the moves, yeah.
Yeah, it's like based on move sets and things like that. I haven't really had much of a need for a party at all. Maybe this is in preparation for person-to-person battles.
They're gonna have to we've been over this. They have to overhaul the system.
Well, yes. I think a lot of the updates that they've made are kind of leading to that.
Okay.
like improving the, you know, the buttons for fast, quick moves and charge moves.
I don't know. It's not going to be very good combat if you and I are just tapping against each other.
This is true, but it's kind of what the combat in this game is. So I don't know. I don't think they'll go that far to overhaul the battle mechanics, because that would be kind of difficult retroactively. Yeah, a little bit. So.
How about trading?
Trading would be nice.
Trading would be really nice. I want to give you some Pokemon.
Maybe never.
Oh. Well, I love Pokemon games trading. And then how about that final really good bit? That new loading screen.
Oh, yeah, that loading screen. It's fantastic and fantastically outdated.
What's the problem,
it's
man?
It's like 2018, Happy New Year, but, you know, it's kind of old news now that it's late January.
You tell me you're not excited for Party Hat Wurmple?
Well, that I am excited about, because if we get a variation with a hat of any other Pokemon besides Pikachu, I'll be sorry. Yeah, no, so there is a Wurmple with a party hat in the loading screen, and we were joking around that that's some sort of clue.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, Loudred's in the back. He's coming soon.
So, yeah, Loudred is an unreleased Pokemon. He's in the screen. One small other Easter egg that people have found in the loading screen is the babies from last year's New Year's loading screen are actually visible, barely, on the number two.
Oh.
If you look closely, it's the other loading screen is on this screen. It's kind of interesting.
Well, that's pretty meta.
I'm not sure why they did that. It's kind of a strange Easter egg, because presumably the baby Pokemon were, you know, at the New Year's celebration for 2017.
Yeah, looking at
standing on 2018. I don't know. A little strange.
Oh,
I
God.
Think.
So does that mean we're looking in from 2019 on this one?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Maybe all the New Year's loading screens will be just like, it'll be New Year'sception.
Ooh, that's deep. I can't do this.
So another small improvement to the inventory screen is, apparently, I haven't tested this myself yet, motivation is now shown on the little icon that shows that your Pokemon is in a gym.
Okay.
So you don't have to click into it to actually see what the motivation is.
I actually got kicked out of a gym before I made it here, so,
well,
so I could have told you before then. Sorry.
Yeah, we could have tested this, but I told you you're going to get kicked out of all those gyms within a day.
Look.
I took over like 10 gyms yesterday, and I
took
like,
over 12 gyms.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, look.
That was way off.
Look, I got my 50, and then, but then I'm, what, I got 18 from today, so I still got, I got a little bit to get up there.
Yeah, well, anyways, I was like, what's the point of that? They're all going to get kicked out by the next day. So.
Experience, man.
Okay, experience.
Got a lucky egg on, might as well take this crappy gym for a second.
Okay, fine.
Let everyone see my Mr. Mime.
Do you find yourself running out of, like, revives and stuff when you take over that
major? Oh, God, no.
No?
I'm actually happy when they all come back dead.
Okay.
I have a use for revives. Because if I'm gym battling or raiding, I use
Yeah,
I'm
more talking
vibes.
About the battling, not necessarily the one you put in coming back.
Oh, that? No, not at all. No.
Okay. Just curious.
I wish I could get rid of all these faster. I don't want to throw them out, but at the same time, it's like, they're taking up too much space.
Okay. One last thing about this update I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's favorite bug, at least everyone on iOS's favorite bug.
I missed this.
Was fixed. What do you mean you missed this? You never had to...
It works on Android.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was only AR Plus.
Oh, you wish.
But it's AR. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Switching to AR mode no longer resets the position of the Pokemon. Nope. So everyone who's doing Kyogre raids no longer has that.
I actually got to test this because I have another Android device that I didn't update yet.
Okay.
And I tested on that. It works on that still.
Yeah.
But not on my new ones.
Right. They're going to force, they're going to force the update soon enough anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll wait.
Well, maybe not this update, actually, because it seems like there's nothing. It's all
quality of life.
Quality of life stuff. No. Yeah. Nothing that they would need to force upon anyone.
Oh, the shiny icon. It's important, you see.
All right. That's all we have for app update news. I think it's officially been launched on both iOS and Android.
Yes. They definitely launched it in time for Saturday's event.
Yes, which was nice. Speaking of Saturday's event,
yeah,
let's talk about Community Day.
felt this was really cheesy and a little forced, the whole community thing, with because our whole thing was, oh, we're going to bring back the magic of, like, when Pokemon Go started. But it's like...
Did they actually say that?
Yeah, that's what their goal was with Community Day.
I mean...
And it's cool, but...
I think this is... They're heading in the right direction with this, even if it wasn't executed perfectly. You know, events like... I don't think there'll ever be another
Go Fest?
Pokemon Go Fest.
Oh my god. No, they can't. Not after last time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't think they'll... I think they learned their lesson with that at the very least, and they're having more distributed events like this. So
this is definitely a lot better in that sense.
And that way, we don't have to kind of get jealous and be like, all right, well, I really would have liked to have participated in that.
But we could have hopped a train to Chicago that weekend.
I can't afford a ticket to Japan to catch Mewtwo. You
know, a free Mewtwo.
And all these different unknowns and blah, blah, blah. You know, so... It's a bit more inclusive. That's a plus. It's
or
more
Europe.
Distributed.
What? I forgot about that. Europe had theirs too with the Safari Zone.
Yeah, there was, like, there was
with Kangaskhan and unknowns.
Right.
Where's ours? Where's New York's?
We need one of those events, but on the same time, if they really go the extra mile with these community days, I'd be satisfied with that.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll see. So we both went to Grand Army Plaza.
In Central Park, not Brooklyn.
Yes, not that one.
KC.
Yes, we've definitely had that issue where we're meeting up with people.
I remember it was the
Grand Army Plaza, and they go to the one in Brooklyn.
It was the day or weekend the raids started.
Right.
And we'll tell the story real quick. Our friend KC was supposed to meet us at Grand Army Plaza by Central Park, and he got off at the Brooklyn stop, and he's like, yeah, I'm by the statue of... this guy. And we're like, well, there's no statue here. Like, what are you talking about? Turns out he's still an hour away, so.
Right. Yeah, I was afraid about that. Because at first, I didn't even know there was a Grand Army Plaza.
Yeah, you got to look on the map, man. It's important. Got to know your locations.
Well, I know now. That's why. That's how I figured it out, by looking at a map. Yes. But previously, I mean, I grew up in Brooklyn, so really the only one I heard of was the one in Brooklyn.
The one that matters. I'll say it's the one that matters because it has its own stop. There's no Grand Army Plaza stop in Manhattan.
Yeah, I think Grand Army Plaza is a bit more of a thing in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a bit more notable.
It's nice.
Yes, they're both nice.
The one in Brooklyn's a little nicer. It's a lot.
Yeah, probably.
I think it is.
Yeah. Anyways. I really enjoyed my community day experience. I mean, it was a bit bumpy. I don't know if it was because the Women's March was happening at the same time, but my cell reception was awful, at least in the beginning of the event. Mm. Well, actually, no. Now that I think of it, I didn't get there for the very beginning of the event because I was working on some flyers to hand out.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I got there about an hour after it started.
Mm, same.
And so, you know, my connection was a little bit flaky when I first got to the park, and then when I went to the raid that was in the park, and there was probably a group of 30 to 40 people doing the raid.
Yeah,
I couldn't even get near that raid. So
something they'll never fix. I don't. There's no real way to fix it because it's all about your cell provider.
Right. Casey was right next to me, and he was using Verizon.
Right.
I'm on AT&T.
Wow.
And Verizon was working fine, and AT&T was not. So the irony of my community day experience was that when I was actually in a group, you know, in the community, the game wouldn't work.
It's the worst
thing. And
when
I went out solo by myself, the game was working because, you know, I was not in a cluster of people.
Right.
So, I'm not sure. It was unfortunate timing. It made getting to the community day event a lot harder because the Women's March was...
Yeah, that was a nightmare getting through.
Was right over there. Yeah. And you had trouble getting through it, right?
Yeah, because I was under the impression of, okay, I'll get off at 57th and 7th and then just walk my butt over or whatever, or take an E over, you know, stuff like that. Stuff that makes sense. I get off the train and I start walking out, and I'm met by barricades, and I can't get across, and it goes all the way down 7, so I can't cut that way, so I had to get back on the train. I was about an hour and a half late because of that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I guess I don't feel too bad about missing the first hour, because you weren't there. I think, I don't think Casey was even there right on time either.
No, none of us were there on time.
So.
But it definitely, it coincided at a kind of a weird time.
Right.
Because all right, good for the march and all, but it sucks when you trust around. It's like, I just want to catch some Pikachu, but I can't make it to the damn park.
See, that's going to be the downside of these events, is that they're just going to be on random days, and I don't think Niantic's going to give it too much thought about, like, what's going on in these different cities that day.
No, you really can if you think about it. That's way too much to take in.
Exactly. So, I mean...
So that's fair.
We're going to run into issues in the future, too, and it's kind of to be expected, I suppose. It ended up working out better, relatively okay in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of threw a nice surprise at us at this event. You know, they said, you know, Pikachu with Surf is going to be available.
Yeah, oh
but
boy.
But the spawn rates of Shiny Pikachu were dramatically increased.
So I heard 1 in 16?
Yeah, that would be my rough guess, is 1 in 16 to 1 in 20.
Yeah.
So about a 5% or so chance of catching a shiny Pikachu. So, you know, there were some people walking out of the park later, like at 5 o'clock when it ended, with like 4, 5, 6 shiny Pikachu.
I got 4, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I have a nice little story. So Casey got his shiny Pikachu, you got yours. And then the event was about to end. It was like 15 minutes left or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's when you took off from us.
Yeah, so basically, like, these guys were walking really slowly. And I was like, oh, darn. I need to rush back, you know, through the park to try to get one of these in the last few minutes. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I've never, ever caught a shiny before. You guys got a bunch each. So, you know, so I was picking up my pace and I just kind of... we were headed back to the Grand Army Plaza,
yeah.
And I just kind of picked up my pace and ran ahead of you guys to see if, you know, to try to encounter more Pikachus.
Right.
And at the, probably with 10 minutes to go, I'd say, I got my first one. So that was nice. And then promptly after that, a bird pooped on me.
Yes.
I thought it was supposed to be the other way around, where you have the good luck after you get pooped on, but...
Joey just comes back with that look. Yeah, I got my shiny Pikachu and I got pooped on.
Yeah, so
it's pretty good.
So they were texting me like, where are you? And then I walk up to them looking really defeated and I was like, I got pooped on. But I got my shiny Pikachu. Yeah,
that's true. It's weird, like, as soon as you ran off, we were passing the ice rink, that's when I got my last two.
Right.
Just, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, so that was a nice surprise. Because yeah. If it were just the Surf Pikachu, I would have been pretty annoyed by this event.
Because, I mean, thankfully it doesn't have a hat.
Right.
If it had a little surfboard, that would have been cute or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
Aesthetics.
It's yet another thing that I will never use in battle.
Nope.
But I will keep it in my inventory.
And, friendly reminder, if you evolve it, Raichu does not have Surf.
Correct.
I even evolved a shiny one to see.
Right.
Doesn't.
Right. Oddly enough, though, if you evolve Pichu, it actually has a chance of learning Surf. Or if you did it during the event.
Really?
I read that somewhere, yeah.
What? okay. Huh.
Not that that's super relevant, probably, for anyone.
It would have been... I think I would have liked if Raichu had learned Surf. Like, just...
I mean, that it would have been semi-usable, maybe.
Yeah, it would have been interesting, better than just, like, yeah. Two electric moves.
There's really no reason it shouldn't, well, I don't know.
Well, if we're Alolan Raichu, it surfs literally, man.
I think it was more about the sort of mechanism for learning moves.
Okay.
Than, you know, actually them not wanting Raichu to learn Surf. That's my guess.
I'll give them that. Okay.
You know, because, like... During the event, Pikachu spawns with Surf, it learns Surf, but really Raichu wasn't really spawning or anything like that. So, I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Mm.
Maybe it wasn't like a conscious effort to make it useless, but...
Man, you don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know
They keep giving us all these useless Pikachus.
You never know. So they might be trying to screw us over.
Can't wait.
I mean, they definitely are trying to screw us over. That's how they make money, is the inventory, right?
I mean, it's true. Why give them what they want? Just milk it out slowly.
Yep. So I just want to give some quick shout-outs. First, to the Pokemon Go NYC Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically the folks that kind of really organized an event. They had some raffles going on.
It was quite nice.
They had some contests for, like, the highest... XP gained during the event.
I think the most...
The most shinies caught or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So that was really cool. I especially want to shout out to Jude from Pokemon Go NYC for letting me put some flyers on her table.
Yes, quite nice.
I also want to give a shout out to the ladies from Pokemon Go Williamsburg, Brooklyn. That's another Facebook group / Discord channel.
Okay.
We were chatting about that group, and that's not too far from me, so I might try to join that.
They said they come into this area, too, to go hit up, like, the stops in some of the parks.
Anyone else? Did you meet anyone interesting at the event?
No, not really. I don't want to be rude, but no, I didn't. No one. I didn't mingle as much as you. I'd say.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, well, giving out the flyer was kind of a nice way to break the ice with some new people. Sure. I regret not being there on time, especially at the beginning, because I feel like that would have been the best opportunity to meet some new people.
As people kind of slowly trickled in, sort of thing.
You know what would be really nice? So Silph Road released this system for, like, what is it called? Trainer cards or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And it's basically a little system for you to create a little network of people that you've interacted with Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. So you generate a code, you hand it out to people, you get special badges for, you know, checking in with people who run Discord servers and YouTubers and things like that. So that's a neat idea. Pokemon Go should do something like that in-game. Because I think the thing that's missing most from Community Day is an incentive to actually meet people.
Yeah.
Yes, we are around other people that happen to be playing the same game as us, but there's really not much of a reason to interact.
None at all. Like, we had our little clique. A lot of people had their little cliques, and they all just kind of walked together. None of us wanted to mingle. There's no reason. Hey, you want to trade codes or something?
Right.
No reason.
You know how they should release Mew?
I do tell.
There should be a community day where 20 people have to get into a circle and hold hands, and only then Mew will spawn.
How does it know I'm holding hands? Hang on a minute.
Don't worry. There's a sensor in your phone.
Good. So there's the want sensor and now my hand-holding sensor.
So just crash the server, and then Mew will appear.
God, yes. That being said, shout-out to Dromps for the Silph Road app. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's kind of a neat little feature. It's a good idea, and I think Niantic could learn a thing or two from it.
I mean, you're absolutely right. That it's weird. Like, there's no sense of camaraderie with this game.
Yeah, it's like, so raids, I've heard, in Japan, like, people show up to them, and they don't really even talk to each other at all. Like, occasionally I'll get, like, a friendly person at a raid here that is like, you playing? Yeah?
Yeah, like, when raids first released, I had a guy like that. We talked for a second, but other than that, that's it.
I have made, like, one or two, like, friends in my neighborhood, especially when the raid system was first released. Mm-hmm. There's very little. I mean, there's incentive to gather and do things together, but there's really no collaboration that actually
happens.
None
at all.
So it's just incentive to, you know, gather at a point.
And catch the Pokemon. That's it.
So, you know, it would be cool. It would be cool if they thought about that a little bit and took that into account with their future updates.
Right. When you think about it, the people there, you could just replace him easily with one guy with, like, six phones.
Right, exactly. Or a bunch of spoofers.
Yeah.
You know?
God bless.
Anyways.
Air support, come in.
Another thing I wanted to mention about Community Day was the spawn rates.
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
The Surf Pikachu was spawning at high rates.
Yeah, he was or whatever.
But at least at Grand Army Plaza, I don't know if it's always like this, but there was some really good spawns.
We caught that Rhydon, that really high Rhydon, too.
There was a really high-level Rhydon. There was an Arcanine.
Two Arcanines,
wow, okay. And I missed both of them.
Yeah, nice.
whatever. What else was there? I mean, it just seemed like...
Just a big...
That alone was...
Charmanders were showing up randomly. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. What there was just like a lot.
Some Barboach in the park. Currently a what is it? A Shroomish nest.
Yes.
I mean, it was. I thought it was. There were some good spawns.
I caught some nice things. You know,
better than usual. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Grand Armor Plaza is always lit up. I guess it's based on like cell activity.
Yeah.
And since, thank God, we live in New York City, we get that advantage. But Grand Army Plaza is definitely always lit up because people gather there all the time to play a game in the evening.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to talk about the sort of time window. You weren't happy with the 3-hour window?
That's it. Like, I understand that Niantic needs to, like, pace these out sort of thing. Okay, so it starts at 11 a.m. on the West Coast. Okay, that's fine and dandy. doesn't start till 2 for us because of that. And then it's like 2 to 5 is kind of weird.
It was a little
thing.
Bit weird how they did that. I was not 100% sure that it was starting at 2 p.m. for us because it was very ambiguous. Based on their announcement, they only said, yeah, in the Americas, it's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific time. They didn't say, is it going to be, you know, does that mean it's 2 p.m. or 11 on the East Coast?
Right.
So up until when the event actually started, I was a little bit nervous that I was going to miss the entire thing. Because I actually did do some research, you know, as the hours were counting down. I went to a website, and one website said it would start at 11 a.m.
East.
And I was like, oh, man, I'm missing the whole thing. But
no, thankfully.
Luckily, no, that wasn't the case. So, yeah, it's interesting. So there's really only 3 start times in the entire world.
Yes.
So for us, it was 2 p.m. in New York City, and it lasted till 5, which is not a terrible time frame on a Saturday.
But
a little bit earlier would be nice, so we don't hit, if it started at noon for us, I think that would have been perfect.
That would have been great. That would have been like warmer, too. It was nice yesterday.
It was gorgeous during the day yesterday, but the second the sun went down, it was
miserable.
Unfortunately, freezing. and of course you dress for at least for the warm part of the day.
Yes.
And so I was absolutely freezing when the sun went down. So anyways, that's something to consider next time.
I think it would work better if they did a release, because I know they want to do it all at once, but if they took the time zone into consideration and say, all right, it starts at 11 a.m. Eastern, then 11 a.m. Central, that, you know, it paces out,
right,
and then teeters off, and then you can make the event longer as well.
It feels lazy to me. I don't know why they do that.
I don't know. It's easy. You're right. It is a lot easier just to flip the switch and say, all right, it's on.
Right.
Go.
Right.
But it would be nice because that way you could, like, start at noon. All right, now it lasts till 5.
Right.
Ooh, 5 hours of shiny catching and double experience. Yes.
Well, I was okay with the 3-hour duration.
3 hours is good, but yeah, again,
it's like,
though,
like, it doesn't like I know I'm going to try to be there for almost all of it. So more than 3 hours is going to be a little bit tiring, I think. So I think that I'm okay with that. That gets my thumbs up, the duration.
Timing sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, one more thing I wanted to mention about Community Day is, Niantic launched a website, where they're going to basically announce all future Community Days.
Oh, good.
So you can bookmark that one page, the URL is way too long for me to just read out right now. So just go to our Twitter.
You didn't write it down.
Level 5 Radio mm-hmm. on Twitter. And I retweeted their tweet where they mentioned that. So go follow us there and go bookmark that link.
See, it'd been hilarious if you pull out a piece of paper and just started reading all that URL. I'd have had a nice giggle over that.
Yeah, I considered it, but then I was reading it to myself and I was like, this is way too long to be reading right now.
Ah, boo.
No. So, final thoughts on Community Day. It gets my thumbs up overall, I think. It was a fun time. We got together with some friends, and, you know, I think that's the idea. It was an enjoyable experience overall. There was definitely some bumps in the road with cell reception and
marches
and things like that. Yeah.
I really didn't expect that. I wish I had seen the news of, oh God, I need to get off at a later stop.
Yeah.
Instead of, oops.
I was lucky. I got off at, 59th and...
You got off like right across the street from it, didn't you?
Yeah, 59th and 5th or something.
Yeah, the NRW.
Yeah. So that was easy because I was right there.
I was dumb. I took the Q, which is making local stops on the R.
So you would have had to basically cross through the march to walk there, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so again, the timing could have been better, but really I don't think, you know, Niantic doesn't have control over women's marches happening.
Like we were talking about earlier, there's no way you can take into consideration every single city and what's happening. Yeah.
Right.
No. Make it earlier, though.
So does it get your thumbs up in general? Or?
Yeah, overall, yeah. Got more experience. I got the shinies. Got a lot of nice Pokemon. And then the only gripe I had was, again, timing.
Right.
Like, if it was just a little bit earlier, I would have been happier. Like, 1 to 4 even. That way the sun's not down. We're not freezing. Right. And that nice, right next to that lake, too. So it was nice and humid, cold.
Community Day will be fantastic when it gets a little warmer out.
Oh, my God.
But we honestly got very lucky that it was semi-warm even that
yes,
day.
Yes, so. Because if it was like the earlier this week, it's 20. I love Pikachu.
All All right, so that's our final thoughts on Community Day. I want to open the question to you, our listeners, to find out what you thought about it. Did it get your thumbs up? Did it get your thumbs down? What did you like about it? What did you not like about it?
Yeah.
Send us an email, mail@level5radio.com. Mm-hmm. And you could also tweet us or, you know, even we even have a Facebook. You can leave a comment there if you yeah. prefer that platform.
Who uses that anymore?
All right. Last thing we have for you today is a weather report.
The weather! Yeah. I love that Yu-Gi-Oh card. Weather report?
There's a Yu-Gi-Oh card weather report?
Yeah, there is. It's a little dude with a cloud over his butt and an umbrella.
Okay. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Of all things to tie in.
Yeah, really.
It always comes back to it.
I can't believe... Yeah. I haven't thought about Yu-Gi-Oh in years.
It's been a couple hours.
I remember, like, I was into it for, like, 2 months, maybe.
Okay, in high school, right?
Whenever it first came out, I don't remember what age, like, I was.
2001, 2002-ish, yeah.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, very quickly it fell out of that.
That's fair. it carried me a little bit through high school.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of depth to that card game, at least when I was playing it, so.
Don't worry, not much has changed.
Okay, good to know. So yeah. Something stay consistent. Well,
gotta keep it good. All right, so what's our weather like?
All right, so the good news is we have a few rain days ahead of us.
Yay.
So you Kyogre Raiders are going to get your weather boost.
Low Ted.
So, the day after we record this, it's Monday the 20th. Actually, yeah, Monday the 22nd, we might have a little bit of rain, but Tuesday is supposed to be thunderstorms,
mm-hmm.
on the 23rd. And then we're going to have a partly cloudy day and then two sunny days. So that'll be nice for at least getting out there and playing. The temperature is actually going to be a little bit warmer towards the beginning of the week and get a little bit colder towards the end. But then next weekend is going to have is going to get warmer up to the 50s again. And we're going to have a rainy day on Sunday. So,
oh, boy,
that's 2 or 3 chances to get a weather boosted Kyogre. I'm happy about that.
That sucks.
And then it looks like it's going to get a little bit cooler and, you know, a mix of cloudy days towards next week.
I just realized it's supposed to rain Sunday. We're going to have to record this earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Or later. We could go out and have do some Kyogre raids and then come back here.
Ooh.
That's an idea.
I like that idea.
All right. All right, so thank you for listening to episode 4 of Level 5 Radio. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to remind you, once again, our email situation is all sorted out. We have our beautiful website. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account. And we're on iTunes, most importantly.
Yes.
So please subscribe to us over there if you haven't. And leave us a review, because that's going to help us out quite a bit.
We also have flyers.
We also have some flyers if you happen to meet us in person, which I kind of went all out with. I got some some really nice paper. And
I was really respectful of that. I was like, wow, Joe went out on this.
Yeah, so basically it's like a miniature version of our album art on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the Ho-Oh and our Level 5 Radio logo with the 5 raid boss icons. And also, obviously, the website address. But so the cool thing about it, though, was the Ho-Oh was not printed on, like, all the other parts of the...
I noticed that.
...of the flyer. I used a stamp that I happened to have from my old podcast back in the day, TPT. And so I hand-stamped every single one of those.
Ooh.
It was worth it. It came out nice.
I like it.
And it makes everyone slightly unique. And it's just, yeah, it felt like something substantial. So hopefully people actually saved them and
hopefully
end up on the website. We'll see.
Good choice of paper, too.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I try. It was the linen finish.
Oh, yeah. Nice and stiff.
Yes. Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to
like,
go for.
Like something... bigger business cards, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want flimsy paper because, you know, it just feels...
It leaves substantial. It leaves a better impression on you when you get something that nice.
It makes your hands feel nice when you touch it.
Mm.
All right, so please email us, mail@level5radio.com, and our website address, level5radio.com.
Yeah.
I probably don't need to say both of those things.
Probably not. Time, that's okay. Friendly reminder.
Yeah. Just in case there's any ambiguity there.
Mm-hmm.
With that, thanks for listening. I'm Joey, signing out.
And I'm Sean Wilson. I'll see you next week.